This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femeninio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million? $5 million? How about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Rico, I got to tell you, you were doing the Lord's work, brother. You really were. I salute you.
Why is that, my friend?
You were trying so hard to have a conversation, and Doug just was not having it. He was just not going to give you a centimeter. Everything is all good all the time.
Everything is awesome.
I was laughing because I'm like, man, that's his college roommate. I know. I could see that argument about the Lions and the playoffs, you know, 30 years ago at Michigan State going a whole different way. Lots of spicy language, but you tried, and I want to salute you. I mean that.
I had 4 minutes to do it, Mike, so therefore I couldn't go. You know what, Doug? We'll continue this battle another day.
Yeah, we're going to get to the Lions because we're not done by a long shot with the Lions and Aiden Hutchinson. Dan Campbell is on the morning show, Odyssey.com Rewind, if you want to go listen to that. And some of the emotion has settled, and we'll be able to get into it a little bit, and I don't know that we're going to change where we're at, but I think Dan Campbell is giving you a window into what they're thinking. So we're going to get there. But I said to you guys yesterday, Enrico, we had a plan. We were going to mix the Tigers in, and it never came to fruition because the Lions own the town. But the Tiger season did end this weekend, and Scott Harris did talk on Monday. So I wanted to bring something up. This is day one of the offseason, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you are, Rico. I am not going to fight with people. That is my policy, okay? Here's my political ad. You think 2 + 2 = 5? Good for you. I'm only going to tell you how I feel. But what I'm not going to do is argue. Because I have a way I want a baseball team run. And I don't need to change. Because I have history on my side. I like certain things. Like if you like chocolate ice cream and Rico likes vanilla, you don't get to tell Rico he's stupid because he likes vanilla. They're both flavors of ice cream. I can just tell you there's only one flavor of ice cream that will net you a parade. So Scott Harris spoke, and we are going to have battles this offseason. Battles I don't want to have. And look, they are going to run their team one particular way. I am scared they're going to run it like a small market baseball team. I don't want that. I'm scared they're going to be seduced by what they did this season. You'll never win a World Series playing the way you played. Facts. Just won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what about the Oakland A's? You know what? You know what Moneyball, that famous movie, netted? Never getting past the ALDS in 11 seasons. So I don't care. So I wanted to ask a question. So I'm going to give you some facts. Rico, if you want to get your professorial glasses out, you want to take a note or 12, okay. People, all I want you to do is hear me, and then I'm going to ask you a question, and you can answer it however you like, and we'll mix in some Scott Harris sound, but I want to read this to you, and this comes from what I think is a solid source. Everybody have a little bit of respect for Baseball America?
Yeah.
So I want to read something. and you tell me what you want to do. So with no salary cap, MLB has had 16 different World Series champions since 2000. That's more teams that have won a title in that time than the NBA, who's had 11 different champions, the NFL, which is a parity-based league with 13, and hockey, where hockey's crazy. Puck luck, 13. So all of those leagues, though, have a salary cap. What's more, every MLB team has made at least one appearance in the last 10 seasons. No other league can do that. Now, why is it relevant? Well, because it would be a mistake, according to Baseball America, to suggest spending doesn't matter. When it comes to winning a World Series, the teams that win are always among baseball's biggest spenders, close quote. Now, why is it relevant? Because until or unless we see the payroll go up and go up in a big way, we're going to continue having these conversations. So you go, well, hold on. Show me the Carfax. Glad you asked. So here's some relevant data from Baseball America. In the wild card era, Rico Beard, 1995 to today, 26 of the 29 teams to win a World Series ranked in the top half of MLB's opening day payroll. In the same time frame, 20 of 29 champions ranked in the top 10 in opening day payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Only three champions, the 17 Astros, cheaters, the 2015 Royals, and the 2003 Marlins ranked in the bottom half. One problem. The 17 Astros acquired Justin Verlander, and the 15 Royals acquired Johnny Cueto and Ben Zobrist, pushing them into the top half of payroll. So there's exactly one team in 30 years that didn't rank in the top half of payroll to win a championship, the 2003 Marlins. One. One. Okay? 30 years of data, one doing it on the cheap. Now, the trend goes beyond the wild card era if you factored in teams like the Toronto Blue Jays, who were the top spenders in the sport in the early 90s, winning two championships. Now, here's the key. It doesn't guarantee success, but for three decades, you've been shown you want a parade, it requires large sums of money. Now, why is it relevant? Okay. Oh, and by the way, here are your payrolls of World Series champions, starting from last year. 9th, 10th, 14th, 2nd, 4th, 1st, 17th, 6th, 17th, 7th, 4th, 8th, 10th, 11th, 1st, 13th, 2nd, 10th, 13th, 2nd. I mean, that's 20 years of data, brother. So here's my point. The Tigers went into this postseason with a $19 million functional payroll. Now, obviously, you have Miggy Cabrera's dead body. You have Javi's dead body. Your payroll was higher than that. Your payroll was roughly, what, 25th in baseball and $60 million below just league average.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question to you is the following. No arguing. It's a question. If now isn't the right time to demand spending from this regime, then when is it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Don't know. There's no speech I'm going to deliver, Rico.
Oh, no.
That's the question.
Okay.
If not now, when?
It has to be now. No, Mike, it has to be absolutely right now. You can't wait, because here's the unfortunate thing that happened to this Tiger team that Chris Illich and management and Scott Harris didn't foretell coming. They started winning. They made the playoffs. These young players, the kids, the one that you didn't want to block, they got a taste of what success is. They're not going to want to go backwards. They're going to want to go forward. You see what you can do. You have to add pieces now, because you can't walk in there and say, well, guys, we're still going to take our time with this. No, Skip, you need to go tell management to bring in some extra pieces, because we don't think that we're that far away. If they believe that, and the fans, Mike, the Tigers have to see. It is now. You have to go out there and you have to bring in two bats. I think you need to bring in an additional arm or two, because what you did to end the season, you can't replicate that over 162 games. And I think we all know that.
So the question is, 248-539-9797, if now is not the time to demand spending from Chris Illich, when is it? And make no mistake, don't deconstruct this discussion and try to get cute with me. No one is saying you just spend it to spend it or spend it to make yourself feel better. But if you don't believe there is a way to make this team World Series caliber next season, and money won't do that for you, well, I've got a bridge I'd love to sell you for a dollar, because it's just not true. But see, what I'm concerned with is, and we'll play some of this audio, and David, I want to bring you into the fold here. You have all the audio. You hear words like, well, we don't want to upset team chemistry. We have 7 of the top 100 prospects. We have a lot of young guys. Young players get better. All of those things are true. That has nothing to do with needing 2 legitimate right-handed thumpers and needing a legit number 2 arm to go with Tarek Skubal, because for all the excitement about Jackson Jobe, he's not pitching 200 innings next year. Not even close. That's just not what you do with young arms.
No.
And Scott Harris has said, well, we want to have a 5-arm rotation. Respect, so do I. But when we start to talk about the offseason, what I'm not going to do, Rico, and what I'm not going to do, guys, I'm not going to make fun of people when they call up and say, I want Alex Bregman. I'm not making fun of them for that. You know what? I'm not going to make fun of Kenny if he brings up the fact that Vladdy Guerrero's entering the last year of his contract and Toronto might be rebuilding. And you know what? I'll be the guy to tell you. 25 years old, one of the great right-handed hitters in the game, $300 million contract, and I'm going to trade some of those prospects and put Vladito at first base. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Because you win with stars. You don't win with try-hard guy. You win with stars. You're seeing it with your Lions. Do you like your Lions? Do you like what you did to Jerry Jones' birthday cake, treating it as your own personal toilet seat? You did it with stars. You have the best right tackle in the sport. You got a top 10 quarterback. You got 2 stars at running back. You got arguably the best receiver in the sport. You got arguably the best tight end in the sport. You've got an explosive trinket toy that would be a number 1 receiver on other teams, and he's just your number 2 or 3 here. Stars with a Z. Do you like Brian Branch? Star. Do you like Aiden Hutchinson? Why do you think we're talking about him so much? Because your biggest star just died. Not literally, but his leg blew up. Mm-hmm. Guys, you win with stars. So we're going to play some of the Scott Harris audio. There's no arguing, and I'm not mocking anyone. But if you want a small market baseball team, then we will never agree. There is no scenario, if I own this team, I'm not adding stars. And I'm not doing this right now. They showed you. Yeah. You got the manager. You got the young core here. Let's go give these young players some legit teammates.
And
can you imagine?
Yeah. No, Mike, and let me add this caveat as well. We're not saying that some of the young guys cannot turn into stars. We are not saying that, because some people might, well, we already have them. We just got to let them grow and get better. You need some instant stars, some guys that can sit in the clubhouse and tell the younger guys, hey, fix this, do this. This is how you can get better. You know what? Follow my example. You need people who can walk in right now and make this team monumentally better.
Yes. And again, there will be expenditures. Obviously, I want them to buy out Javi Baez. If Baez is on the opening day roster, I know what I think. I'm not asking you to think like I do. I can just tell you, if you have him on your opening day roster, you're not serious. You're not serious people. I also know they have to pay Tarek Skubal. It'd be the first thing I would do. Riley Green might be up for conversation in a contract. Most of your young players are just about to hit arbitration years. You have so much time. Now's the time. Let's add some dogs to this deal. Let's go win the whole effing thing next year. So I want to have that conversation. And David, I want you to have the sound lined up. We can bump back with something. Let's stay away from all bias things. Can we do that? And let's focus on, what do you want your baseball team to do? And if you're going to call up and say, well, now I'm not demanding Chris Illich spend, then tell me when, just so I know when to take you seriously. That's all. There's no argument. I don't care if you call it potato and I call it potato. I'm not interested in arguing about individual players. I want to argue about production. 248-539-9797. Does that sound good? We'll get to the Lions at 3. We're going to get you bleeping in Jerry Jones's birthday cake at 4. We've got audio of Jerry Jones melting down today live on radio. And I want you to know you did this to him. You should be so proud, Detroit. You ruined Jerry Jones's life. We got a jam-packed show for you. Don't make a move. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.